Now we are going to talk about al-wudu or ablution. As you are aware, salat cannot be accepted unless a Muslim is in a state of purity. The purity of the body, of the clothing, and the purity of washing before coming to pray. Since a person, when he, she wants to pray, to be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so everything in us should be pure. And ablution is a prerequisite, and even the clothing and the body should be in a state of tahara or cleanliness from any dirt. And wudu is ablution. Every place, not only in the Quran, even in the Bible, in the Torah, has mentioned about ablution, because nobody should come to Allah without having cleanliness of the mind, of the heart, of the body, of the clothes, and try to have the idea of ablution. Ablution is not necessary for the sake of cleanliness, in as much as a preparation, spiritual preparation and physical preparation, to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talk to Allah and pray in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, the dalil of the mashru'ah of the ablution is the, what is the dalil, what is the proof that it is being legislated that Muslims have to do? Number one, from Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has demanded from the Muslims in chapter 6, which is Surah Al-Ma'idah, table spread. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha kumtum ila salat, faghsilu wujuhakum wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq, وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. That is the dalil of the fardiyya of ablution from the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is demanding from those who claim themselves faithful believers, whenever they want to go and pray, they have to go and wash their faces and their hands to the elbows, and they have to wipe their hairs, and they have to wash their feet to the ankles. And the beauty of the ayah, وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ. We cannot say وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلِكُمْ. Allah says وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ, and this being fatha means it is atf to the wajh, means we have to wash the face, the hands, and we have to wash the feet at the same time. The third dalil, al-ijma', the third proof is that the whole Muslim Ummah throughout the whole year, centuries, have agreed that yes, every Muslim has to have wudu the way it is being prescribed in the Quran and the way Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained it in detail. Now, of course, what's the significance? What's the importance? I said, Allah is not getting anything out of it. It's you and me. After having wudu, we get plenty of credit and reward. If we take one hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, إِذَا تَوَضَّأَ الْعَبْدُ فَمَضْمَضَ خَرَجَتُ الْخَطَايَا مِنْ فِيهِ فَإِذَا اسْتَنْثَرَ خَرَجَتُ الْخَطَايَا مِنْ أَنْفِهِ فَإِذَا غَسَلَ وَجْهَهُ خَرَجَتُ الْخَطَايَا مِنْ وَجْهِهِ حَتَّى تَخْرُجْ مِنْ أَشْفَارِ عَيْنَيْهِ فَإِذَا غَسَلَ يَدَيْهِ خَرَجَتُ الْخَطَايَا مِنْ يَدَيْهِ حَتَّى تَخْرُجْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَظَافِرِ يَدَيْهِ فَإِذَا مَسَحَ بِرَأْسِهِ خَرَجَتُ الْخَطَايَا مِنْ رَأْسِهِ حَتَّى تَخْرُجْ مِنْ أُذُنَيْهِ فَإِذَا غَسَلَ رِجْلَيْهِ خَرَجَتُ الْخَطَايَا مِنْ رِجْلَيْهِ حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَظَافِرَ رِجْلَيْهِ ثُمَّ كَانَ مَشْيُهُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ وَصَلَاتُهُ نَافِلَةٌ. رواه مالك والنسائي وابن ماجه والحاكم. The beauty about this hadith that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, any person who goes and make wudu and then madmada, you wash your mouth, the whole khataya, mistakes and sins that are still in your mouth will get out of it. And anytime you sneeze or you wash your nose, and every sin and mistake come out of it. And anytime you wash your face, all the mistakes will come out from your face, even from the eyelids of your eyes. And anytime you wash your hands to the elbows, all your mistakes will get out, and therefore from your hands. And anytime you wipe your head and the hair of your head, then all your mistakes will come out of your hair, even from your ears completely. And anytime you go and wash your feet, all the mistakes will come out from even the nails of your toes. Then when you go to the masjid and you perform salat, that is extra, nafila. Although salat is wajib, is fard, obligatory, but the credit, you are going to get more credit, because every sin and every mistake has been washed out from salat, from wudu, through the process of wudu, and then by going to the masjid for every footstep you go to it, you get one credit up, one footstep down, erasing one mistake. Now already you washed them, already you made wudu. See, it's nafila. And whenever you make salat in the masjid, it's 29 times much more than you make it at your house or your office. But that is extra bonus that Allah is going to give it to you. And therefore, the benefit of wudu is plenty.